What would you call a little thing that you put in your mouth and play like this? Toing, toing.
Well, you call that a Jill's harp.
If it was you played it like this.
Well, you call that a French harp.
I
went about as far as I can today. I'm too weak.
Do you think that
these young people, they'd have a different... there's a lot of different ways, you know, like back in them days, like those canning parts, you know, like I put up my canned stuff in glass jars and all. Why, they dried all those, such as turnip greens and berries and such as that.
How did they dry?
They dry it in the sunshine, and when it got good and dry, they take a nice poke, you know, a bag, which you please to call it, and they put this in it, and then when the weather was real cold, they used this, you know, through the winter time.
My grandmother used to dry, sometimes she'd dry some meat, you know, because we would smoke meat and things like that. We have a smokehouse at home, and still we used to smoke till...
Well, we always cured our meat, you know, in a smokehouse that way.
Yeah. Well, we quit doing it.
There wasn't no deep freezers or nothing like that. Lord, nobody didn't know what that was them days.
Yeah, we quit smoking our meat and stuff because we can't raise hogs much anymore. We can't raise corn at in our home area right now. No. There's some kind of a disease that the corn won't grow right.
And the way I go pick what's called, y'all know what we call blackberries, don't you? They call huckleberries blueberries. Well, Mama had a big old 4-gallon churn. Well, there wasn't no glass jars or nothing. You could fix them. Well, she said I would love to keep some of these over for winter. So I got out and I picked this 4-gallon churn, that's a thousand some churns, you know. And you wouldn't have no idea how we fixed that to keep those berries.
How would you do it?
We took those berries after we picked them, you know, and cleaned them, washed them up, and we just put them in this jar. Well, she says, again, get me some clean, nice claws now, and she got her a big old bowl, and she made up a flour batter, and she just kept a plastering over the top of this churn with those flour batters on top of those claws, and that was some of the best berries I believe I ever tasted.
It sealed it up,
sealed the top of it over, and then was it. It beat any top ever can.
But how long they kept all into the winter?
They keep it till the weather began to get warm, you know, while it's cool. But after the weather got warm, they wouldn't keep, you see. Mm. After you broke them, they would if you hadn't broke in on them.
Yeah.
Another thing, I've